Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps aside for this message. This is the last message in Egypt. Some would call it a farewell message, and it is not. You have been taught many esoteric things about the kings, the pharaohs, the gods. And among those things you have been taught is that this area is alive. I said this at the Sphinx. You cannot kill consciousness and intent. It literally goes into the earth, into the atmosphere. Esoterically, we have identified it as the crystalline grid. It's a living grid, and it continues to contain that which happened on the earth. It's almost a life-sustaining consciousness. And some of you have felt the truth of this. You were privileged to go into one place, the only place, where you saw the lineage of the ancestors of the kings. And there it was, column after column of who was here, the rulers, only place in Egypt so far that would show this. Every single one is still here. If you believe in the afterlife and the return life, many of those are walking around as humans. Did you think of that? Just like you. An old soul is one who has been here many times. Many of you are in that category. And so are the ones you saw in the tombs, whose pictures were on the temples. This is what I want you to remember from me in this journey. You have studied life, and the consciousness of the life remains. I also want to tell you in review, for those who have listened to the 16 previous channels, you may have gotten an impression that is incorrect because you have not listened to all of them. I ask you to do that, and I state again what I say. Here is a metaphor. Humans have free choice. You are born into a duality. There is a light and a dark complement. Complement. You see, they balance one another. They complement one another. The components of light and dark are individually balanced for every human. We spoke of this before. And we call that a consciousness balance. Where do you take it? What is the integrity? What do you think of your temple? And that is completely separate, totally separate from that which you may have learned from a teacher. Therefore, you could have an angelic teacher stand in front of you and give you beautiful truth about the light. And when they leave, you'll do whatever you want. What'll you do? And that is the free choice. And it is the free choice of civilizations, of cultures, of humanity. But the ancients here got beautiful teachers. And we've told you about this. Like so many other civilizations that did not, they did. And as proof, as far back as you can go, they talk about the light. They describe the afterlife as beautiful, not a horror, as you'll find today with some. They collect things to take with them because they believe that they're going past that which is 3D body. Temples of the light, stairways to heaven. This is their teaching. And it has been carried through for thousands of years into their architecture. The consciousness individually of an Egyptian is whatever they do with it. So they may have the truth and it's on the walls, but individually they are learning just like you are. Indeed, we said they murder their families and have slaves, just like today. It's not that different, dear ones. For consciousness has to be evolved and learned individually. Therefore, we say again, what is happening in your temple? Kreon's message is about personal evolvement. The message is given in the tombs is not about history, not from Kreon. It's about you. Dear ones, dear old soul, this is a new time. You passed an important marker, and the dark and the light of this planet is starting to shift slightly. It's going to affect you, cultures, governments, economics, business, everything. And you are the forefront of this. And the forefront of change is in your temple. The higher the light is, the more evolved you are, the more this will spread upon this land and all the lands you step upon. This is your lineage. Like the lineage of the ancients, of the pyramids right next to this place. It started with light. What are you going to do with that? It's always that question. For no one can make you do anything. It is your choice what you do when you leave here. The message of Kreon will always be that. Metaphors about light wherever you are. We did it in Turkey. We did it in Greece. We did it in Machu Picchu. We did it in the Island of the Sun. In so many places that are known for their portals, for their energies. All we wanted to talk about was your temple. This will always be the message of Kreon. And so it is.